Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What's the latest on the Pack? Let's go inside the locker room with Packers beat writer Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette on 9 to Noon with Kuhn, featuring former Packers fullback John Kuhn and Rami Makhlouf on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
That is us, and it is time to talk to that man who covers the Packers for the Green Bay Press Gazette, PackersNews.com, and us right here on The Fan. And Ryan Wood joins us on The Fan Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. And Ryan Wood joins us now. Ryan, how are you this morning, my man?
I have zero complaints. How are we doing, guys?
Doing good. Doing good. We actually have John Kuhn in studio. It's such a treat. It's such a treat to have this guy sitting across the console from me. Woody.
All right, take a guess. Have you met Woody in real life? How tall you think he is?
Wood, have we met in real life? I don't think we've met in real life. Have we?
Yes, like, we've met. We have met in real life.
That's right.
It was many, many, many years ago, so I don't blame you for forgetting that, although... Boy, I feel 3 inches tall now.
You know, I
yeah,
love you, Woody.
Have.
But yeah, we were surprised by each other's height. John thought I was taller. I thought he was shorter, to be quite honest.
Wait. I have a very important question.
Yes.
So when Kuhn comes into the building,
yeah.
Do you all do the right thing? Like, are you guys cheering his last name? Lambeau Field treatment?
He needed us to let him into the building, and I walked to the front door, and somebody else was letting him in. They got to him before we did, and I screamed down the hall, Kuhn!
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, they did.
As it should be.
Yeah, we should. So you're asking me to guess Ryan Wood's height?
Well, not now. Not that you met him. I asked, did you meet him?
I don't remember. I didn't remember me. It was one time. I've talked to the guy on the air for 10 years.
Okay.
I met him one time.
How tall?
I'm going to say 5'9".
Okay.
5'9".
Pretty accurate there. What are you, Woody?
Wood, am I right on that?
I am exactly 5'10 and 7/8". And
okay.
I know this for sure because 3 weeks ago, my very tall 13-year-old who believes himself to be taller than me. We see eye to eye, but we went to a doctor's appointment, and we measured this out to be sure. I am 5'10 and 7/8, and my 13-year-old is 5'10 and 5/8. So officially,
yeah.
I am still taller than my kid, although that time is winding down very fast.
It's like the Cubs against the Brewers. You know that game.
No.
It's not a matter of if,
it's not over yet.
By the way, you're both 5'11". John and I both,
definitely.
We round up. He's what'd you say you were, John?
5'8".
6 5/8", so you're 6'1". Yeah, and I'm 5'7 and 7/8". So we all just round up. Woody, did anything change for the Packers with the news that it may be Joe Flacco at quarterback this Sunday for the Bengals after he was traded yesterday?
My mind went back to week 3 talking with Micah Parsons, funny enough, and he was asked, obviously week 4 is Dallas. Everyone knows the elephant in the room, what's coming up. He was asked, how do you focus on the Browns? And he said something to the effect of, I like to name my hunt, and I haven't had Flacco yet. I need him. I want him. It's time to go get him. And he didn't go get Joe Flacco. So now,
ooh,
Micah Parsons gets a second chance. I'd have to think, you give Micah Parsons 2 shots at Joe Flacco in the same 3-week period. I'd have to think his chances are high.
Especially coming with this Bengals offensive line into Lambeau Field. Definitely plays in his favor there. I want to talk about the Packers coming off a bye in the Matt LaFleur era. They are 3-3. But you could say those stats are a little skewed because they played the NFC champ in San Francisco in 2019 at San Francisco, the NFC champ Tampa Bay at Tampa Bay in 2020. Is there anything to the 3-3 record for the Packers after a bye?
So you're saying that Joe Flacco, with less than a week to prepare for his first start with the Cincinnati Bengals, might be a little different than that?
I think a lot different. Different, Woody, but I think even more so, like, we're not going to see a Packer team come out here and just kind of stumble and fumble around after their time off, are we?
You shouldn't think so, but we'll see. I think for this team, the proof is going to be in the pudding. Like, I've been guilty of this. We've all hyped them up because we all have eyes and we all see that this team has elite talent. But we've all learned the last couple weeks that elite talent doesn't mean an elite team. And until they do that, I'm just going to lay back and let them, you know, do that. Let them show us that who they are and that they can be that team. This should be an absolute opportunity to do that. Like the Cincinnati Bengals, I don't care. You can do whatever you want. Jake Browning, Joe Flacco, doesn't matter to me. This is not a good football team at all without Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow on the field, this is a Super Bowl contender. Without him, it's night and day. This is I don't know where the line is right now, but the
14
Packers
and a half.
14 and a half.
Yeah.
That's an absurdity in the NFL. Anyone that understands NFL lines, you never see 14 and a half. That's an absurdity. That's what this game should be. Until they go out and do it, I'm not going to necessarily say that definitively they will. That's on them.
Talking with Ryan Wood, our Green Bay Football Insider here on 9 to noon. Is there a decidedly different mood or vibe in the locker room and around the halls up there after the last 2 weeks? After the first 2 weeks, folks were talking undefeated, and you just said, Ryan, elite talent when you look at this roster. Is there any change in the vibe, the mood, the confidence of this football team that you've been able to pick up on?
Oh, I don't think they're any less confident. I think they have eyes, too, and they see who's in the locker room and the talent they have on that team around them, and they believe very much in that. I remember, I'll go back to right after the Dallas tie, and I asked Jordan Love and Micah Parsons, does anything about the past 2 weeks after those first 2 weeks change your mind on this team? And both of them were very quick to say, absolutely not. Like, they know who they can be. They know who they believe they are. They think that they are not just a contender for the playoffs and can maybe make a run. They feel like they're on the short list of Super Bowl champion contenders. Like, that's who they believe themselves to be. Now they just have to go out and do it each and every week. And I don't think the fact that they didn't do it the past 2 weeks means that they won't do it come October, November, December, down the stretch run. I think this is a team that you're going to see get better as time progresses. But again, they have to go out and do that, right?
Yes, they do have to go out and do it. And listen, I love the confidence. I love the one game at a time approach. I love the it's a long season approach. But we've heard that out of this Packers locker room the entire Matt LaFleur era is keep calm and carry on. Is there a point where you think they should start to get a little pissed off, should start to get a little ornery, should start to get a little, you know, rough around the edges, and just we never see that here?
Right now. I don't think they can wait. I think that has to be right now, and I don't care if it is the Cincinnati Bengals and Joe Flacco, because every single win by the end of this season is going to matter in this conference. If you're the Packers, you want the road to the Super Bowl to go through Lambeau Field, where you have already this season stomped the Detroit Lions, stomped Jaden Daniels and the Washington Commanders. You've shown to be a potentially dominant, lethal team inside your home stadium, and something different in a very small, short sample size away from your home stadium. To get that, you have to win these games too, right? Like, you cannot play down to your competition. This week is essentially a win handed to you on the silver platter, but you still have to take it. If you don't take it in this league, you won't get it. So, yeah, it has to be this week. It has to be next week when they go to the Arizona Cardinals and they're on the road again. And a Cardinals team that's lost three straight. I think they got the Colts this week, so potentially four straight at that point. And that's another opportunity to go out there and take a win. You have to take it. Like, each week, because these wins are going to accumulate, and you've got the Philadelphia Eagles, you've got the NFC West, a very good spot, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You've got other – this is a really good conference. You want those games late in the season, the playoffs, to be on your own field.
You know, you started this segment saying, yeah, we're all guilty of hyping this team up. A little bit premature here. Is there a scenario where the Packers go out and win this game and you still don't feel good about where they're at?
If it's close, if Joe Flacco goes out and throws 350 yards and they still win anyway, I might have some questions. I might be a little concerned there. But I think, you know, style points are one thing. At the end of the day, they need to play their brand of ball. You want to see them play complementary football. The last 2 weeks, especially going into the bye, they had one dominant defensive day. Then they had one dominant offensive day. And they did not have a dominant day each week because they one side of the ball just left it at home, right? You want to see a team come together, galvanize, and play complementary ball. The special teams, I mean, for the love of God, you'd like to see them actually protect on extra points and field goals. Like knock that off. That should not be happening. Protect for Brandon McManus's kicks. But yeah, just all three phases bringing it.
Talking with Ryan Wood, our Green Bay football insider here on 9 to noon. The story out of practice this week and coming out of the bye week, Christian Watson back on the practice field and his window to return now is open. They have 21 days to activate him from the start of this practice window. What's your gut feeling on when will it be this week? When will we see Christian Watson, do you think, Ryan?
I would be shocked if it's this week. He's got to take team reps first, and he hasn't done that. He did individual drills on Monday. I'd be surprised if he did team reps at all this week. Maybe late in the week you get him a few, but a few team reps after 9 months without any football at all, no offseason program, no training camp, that is not enough to be ready for game day. I'm tempted to say next week, especially if he gets some team reps at the end of this week. I think that might catapult him into having a normal practice schedule with a full load of team reps next week if everything goes well with the knee. I'm tempted to say Cardinals, but even still, I don't know if it's a guarantee that it would be Cardinals because I think this team is going to be very deliberate, understanding they need Christian Watson at his very best late in the year, not so much before Halloween. They're going to be very deliberate to make sure they don't rush him back. He's already very, very early. I mean, for him to be right at 9 months post-surgery, that is a remarkable timeline for this injury. He's at the very front of that 9 to 12 month window, so they're going to be deliberate. And Christian Watson seems to understand that too. I mean, he's asked about playing again. He's like, I want to play. I also want to be smart with my knee because he's had a boatload of injuries, and this being the most serious throughout his career, he wants to get over that hump and stay on the field. So I think the interesting thing is where do they strike the balance between everything's gone great with the rehab, he's back early, it's going smooth sailing, and also let's not rush it and let's make sure that we know that he's okay.
You know, you bring up a great point there, Woody. Is any bit of the history of Packers and ACLs, it play a part in when you bring them back? I mean, the timelines are pretty similar on when these guys come back initially, but with the complications that David Bakhtiari had, and then they really eased back Rashawn Gary from his, is there any bit of the past ACLs to star players? Does that factor in at all?
You know, that's a great question. It's hard for me to say without being a doctor and understanding the knee and that injury from a medical standpoint. I would hesitate to think that there's much of a template there from one guy to the next because each one of these injuries are so different and unique to the person. No one of these are ever the same. From David Bakhtiari to whatever, you know, it does go well. It's so different. I'm curious though. I mean, what was it like inside the locker room when these happened? Did you see guys go through the same thing, or was it that way as well? Because just from the surface on the outside, it looks so individualized depending on the person.
I think he was asking you, John. What's the vibe like in the locker room?
I thought he was asking rhetorically. I think the vibe is you see when guys are coming back, you can see their treatment. You can see them working and running on a practice field. And then you say, all right, when is he going to have helmet on? When's he going to have shoulder pads on? When's he going to do team? When's he going to do this with it? Because we need this guy, right? Like David Bakhtiari, and I bring David up because I know the impact David had when the year that he was supposed to come back from the injury and never actually came back from the injury and then played a half at Detroit and then couldn't play in the playoffs. And then I know the impact it had when he played one game the next year and then missed the rest of the games. Like that really took the whole team down. That energy brought the whole team down. So I couldn't help but if I'm Matt LaFleur, if I'm the training staff, if I'm the doctors, think, We cannot ever let a situation like that happen again.
You know, you mentioned that, and it brings my mind back to Monday. And after talking with Christian Watson, I went across the locker room and I talked with Dontayvion Wicks. I go up to him like, can I ask you the obvious question? What was it like having nine out there? And his face lit up. And the first thing he says is, he looks like himself. Like, I wouldn't even ask him, like, how do he look? Just what's it like having him out there? He's like, he looks like himself. Like, everyone's very curious. Okay, Christian Watson, they know that injury, right? You play the game, you know what that injury is. You get a guy who's gone through the hell of that rehab and the grind to get back, and now they have their first day. It is human nature. It's in everyone's mind. Okay, how they look? And that was the first thing Dontayvion Wicks, face lit up, said is, he looks like himself. He can run, and like there was almost a weight lifted there. So it's very interesting when you think about the effect that can have on a locker room, on a team.
It can tear one down in David Bakhtiari's sense, or if Christian Watson comes back and he is himself and he's himself from day one, it could lift the locker room immensely going forward and give him great energy. Woody, where do you have the Packers stacking up in the NFC right now? What position do you put him in?
I still put him, like, they've shown very different than last year, where they were 0-6 against the Eagles, the Vikings, and the Lions. They've shown they can beat the best. And to be the best, you have to beat the best. They can do that with this team. I understand that they've also laid a poo-poo platter against Cleveland and Dallas, but I still think that's very significant that they can and have beaten the best. I still put them, because of their talent, right up there at the very top with the Eagles. I think the Buccaneers are sneaky, sneaky good. I mean, Baker Mayfield, he's not the same guy that he was in Cleveland. He has become a different creature entirely at that position, and that team has seemed to really respond around him. But any short list of teams that can make a Super Bowl run out of the NFC has to include the Packers. They have shown that.
We talked about Christian Watson and them getting healthier there and eventually returning back to the field. More good news on the injury front. It seems like, Ryan, tell me if I'm wrong, they're going to have their full complement of starting five offensive linemen out there on Sunday. Am I wrong about that?
Well, right after I talk with you guys, about to go out to practice today, and if Zach Tom and Aaron Banks are on the practice field, I believe it's their padded practice today. If they go through that padded practice, and then tomorrow they respond with the oblique with Zach Tom, the groin with Aaron Banks, if it responds and they're on the field again, that's, I think, when you'll know, okay, it looks good. So it was obviously, Matt LaFleur broadcast this last Monday going into the bye. What's the bye mean for your team? And it's called health. Like, they need that. And then for that first practice after the bye on Monday, to have them out there, that was a very good sign. We'll see how they progress throughout the week. It does look positive, though.
I can't help but think that getting their starting offensive lineman back is going to make Matt LaFleur, or maybe not make, but inspire Matt LaFleur to really hammer Josh Jacobs early in this football game to try and establish the run game. Do you anticipate more of it, or is it still going to be, hey, we're going to let Jordan Love open this thing up before we actually get the running game going?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's going to all be dependent on what the Bengals do, specifically when it comes to how many they put in the box, right? I mean, I think the Packers have shown that if they're going against loaded boxes, they're going to air it out with Jordan Love. And then when the Dallas Cowboys put the two shell on, and then they like, oh my goodness, Jordan Love is throwing all over the yard, we got to do something and put more guys deep, they hit it with Josh Jacobs more. So I think that the Packers feel like they have the type of balance between Jordan Love, the passing game, Josh Jacobs, to be able to do either or dependent on the defensive look. I would expect that to be the same. But there's no question that they need Josh Jacobs to get rolling. He has not had a game this season where he has averaged 4 yards per carry. I think he had his best game of the season against the Cowboys, but he was still 3.9 yards per carry. Like, that's not Josh Jacobs' efficiency. It's not what he's ever been throughout his career. And obviously the injuries on the offensive line have a huge part of that. But that needs to be a focal point. They need to get this running game going. I do think as they go along, it will, especially when it gets colder. But there's no question that's a priority.
That is Ryan Wood, our Green Bay football insider. Check out his work inside the Green Bay Press Gazette over at PackersNews.com, on Twitter at @ByRyanWood, and keep an eye there today to see the status of those offensive linemen. As he said, we should find out more today and whether or not those guys will be playing on Sunday and every Wednesday at 10 o'clock right here on the 9 to noon show. Always appreciate it, Woody. Thank you for your time, my man.
Hey, Rami, I'll remember the next time we meet, just to let you know.
As will I.
I'll remember.
As will I. I will take a mental picture, my friend.
Take care.
Eddie joined us on the Fan Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all.
Rami, you know what's crazy is Woody hit it on the head. Last year, they were 0-6 against good teams, right? I know they beat the Rams last year and the Seahawks last year. I understand they did that. Maybe they beat one of those teams last year. Yeah, they had a winning record. But they didn't beat them when they were at their full arsenal. They were 0-6 against the Lions, the Eagles, and the Vikings.
Yeah.
This year, it's the exact opposite. They're beating the good teams. They're losing to bad teams.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And they're tying average teams. It's the exact opposite of what they did last year. So to that extent, I do agree with Woody that with the short sample size, you have to acknowledge their good games were against good competition. That's who they're going to face in the playoffs.
We got to get to a quick break on the other side. A couple weeks ago, we got the genie out the bottle and asked if you would trade a Packers Super Bowl for a Brewers World
Series.
We're
doing this again?
We're getting the genie out the bottle again.
Oh, baby.
We're getting the genie out the bottle again.
Get your Christina Aguilera ready.
I had nothing to do with this topic.
That's coming up next right here on 9 to Noon, live from the 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, The Fan Studios, and powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.